are you going to go back and see Maria play doubles?
No. I'll stay.
So I guess with the uncertainty about the CBA, I mean, what's your mindset now in the next couple of weeks, not knowing if there's going to be a lockout?
Well, of course, nobody wants to be in that position to be in a lockout, but it is what it is, and we're not going to give up, and it's a good point, and it's a good side of us right now.
What do you think the key is? I mean, you hear percentages thrown around a lot, but it sounds like the players really want the teams that are struggling financially to be stable. Is that fair?
Well, of course it's fair. I think we want to help teams who financially is not that good, and you know, and the league knows that. But you know, they tell what they want. They think if they're gonna cut us our salary and our contracts years, it's gonna help a lot. But why they still sign the guys for 10 years and 5 years? You know, it's looks strange and look stupid. And they right now say like we want to cut salary and want to cut everything. And I think lots of guys they're just not coming back if this happened.
How confident are you in the PA's leadership? Talked about being supportive for Don Fear. How confident are you?
I'm very comfortable, and I think everybody trusts him, and we know exactly what we're gonna do, and you know, we feel exactly what's gonna happen, and you know, if it's gonna be lockout, it's gonna be lockout. We're ready for it, and you know, if it was not ready, we'd probably sign that kind of paper what they give us, but we're ready, and we're not gonna give up.
Have you thought about playing elsewhere in case of a lockout? Maybe back in Russia or anything like that?
Well, of course I'm thinking about it because, you know, my hometown have teams, and my Russian Federation have a league, and of course I'm probably going to be there, but I don't want to be there, I want to be here. But again, my contract is here, and you know, I hope NHLPA are going to sign a deal before the 15th.
What do you think when you hear that you want to cut back your contracts? I mean, you sign a good deal in good faith, and even guys who signed this year have signed contracts, and to think that they want to take that money back, I mean, what are your thoughts on something like that when that's what they're offering?
Well, I think it's not fair for us, you know. They still make money, they still sell tickets, and, you know, they have money, and you know, why they sign us long-term deals and that kind of money to, after that, when this CBA is going to be done, they want to cut our salary. Why do they want to cut 24? Why do they want to cut 100% of our salary?
Because they need you guys.
Yeah, you know, and if they need us, how I say, if they're going to cut us lots of cut percentage of the contract and the years, I don't think lots of guys who's signed long-term deals gonna come back and play here. You know, it's not reasonable to be here. You know, it's kind of you know, you have to think of the future. You have to think of your family.
You're saying players would leave the NHL for good?
Huh?
You think players would leave the NHL and go play elsewhere for the rest of their careers? I mean, is that something?
Yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Would you do that if they cut back 20% or 15%?
Well, I'm gonna think about it, but I hope not. You know, it's something, you know, the league want to do it for all the players. You know, Crosby just signed, mm-hmm. Suter, Weber just signed huge deals, and they want to cut 24% for nothing. I don't think it's fair enough.
When you were in New York, what was your feeling? What did you get out of that? Did you think that could
I was not in the meeting.
So you were just at, when
yeah,
they came
I was,
out?
I was with Maria. I talked to Joe Ricci, and he told me about all the situation. And again, I don't think we're close enough to make a deal. And it's all about the owners and the Batman.
What do you think it would take? I mean, people talk about splitting it 50-50. Do you think that would get it done?
Again, I think we know exactly what we're going to do. I'm not going to tell you guys mm-hmm. right now what's in our mind. And, you know, I think it's not going to be fair for different players and all. All the team, NHLPA came to hear what we have it right now.
How do you think it would impact fans, you know, another work stop. But you already went to Iran and you had to wait to play.
Well, of course, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a long time to wait, but it is what it is. And, you know, everybody wants to play hockey and make money. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody wants to play for free for a while. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that the players are ready in the event of a lockout. How, I guess, did the PA warn you, tell you to prepare, tell you to do anything in particular?
Not yet. Because, again, we're going to wait till but it's something what we're going to do as soon as possible, I think.
I have to ask you, I'm sorry, speaking of cuts, I have to ask you about the haircut. It's a new look for you. What made the decision to go buzz cut?
It's just a personal reason, and one of the soldiers on the NHL PA.
Can I ask you one more off-topic thing? And I wanted to ask, sorry about this earlier, about advice to Robert Griffin III. You've been a star in Washington for a bunch of years. He's got all this attention on him now. What kind of advice can you give him?
I think, like, he's good right now. I think he's... he had to be himself, and it's most important thing. And it doesn't matter what gonna people say, or if you're gonna make a bad play or a good play, he just have to concentrate on his own.
How did you get to know Chris Kreider? Right from the commercials?
No, I met him a long time ago, and just the first time I go there.
Sad to see him leave?
Well, of course it's sad. You know, fans love him, and it's kind of sad, but it is what it is.
I talked.